Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Today is the last day of November, the 30th, and we thank God for His faithfulness all through this month. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 10. It says, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small, right? The other translation says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. For a couple of days, we had been talking about how to handle Satan's attacks when they come. So, if you are under attack, it's important for us to know a few things and what we can do. And we will learn today the same from this passage of scripture and what the Lord teaches us today. Number one, be tough, be strong. Life is a collection of battles, which means it can also be a collection of victories. The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Right? So reach within and draw on God's strength. Go ahead. He longs to show you what He can do for you. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, for He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Right? Now, that's very important for us to get it, right? He had said so that we may boldly say there is power in His word. When you speak it, believe it and act on it. Amen? Secondly, depend on God's wisdom. Jesus said in Luke 21, 14 to 15, don't worry about how to answer the charges against you. For I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply. Right? God has given you two things that always work. Number one is your mouth, and number two is His wisdom. When unexpected things arise, the Holy Spirit within you will rise to the occasion and speak through you. So start depending on Him. The more you'll depend on the Holy Spirit, the more you will succeed in your life on a day-to-day basis. Thirdly, trust God to stop the attack. The Bible says in Psalms 46:9, He causes wars to end throughout the earth. It is God who causes wars to end. Amen? So God is in control. He's bigger than whatever you're dealing with. And you are on His mind this very moment. Your tears, your fears, and your pain have been noticed by Him, and He will move on your behalf. So trust God. Depend on His word. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Allow Him to lead you and guide you besides the still waters and green pastures. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge your lordship over our spirit, our soul, and our body. Yes, O Lord, we understand that when we get attacked, we can come to your presence. We can be bold as a lion. And Lord God Almighty, we can gain courage in your presence. And in you and through you, win every battle. Because the Lord God Almighty, you are an awesome God. You are the champion of our souls. You are the captain of our faith. And I pray that you will bless us today with courage in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. I pray the Lord you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from the evil one. Abba Father, I thank you for your prosperity upon their lives. I thank you for enlarging their tents and increasing their borders and Lord blessing them abundantly. Abba Father, I thank you for the ones who may be grappling with ill health, because we have hope in your word. And your word tells us that by your stripes and by your wounds, we were healed and made whole. Today is our healing. Today is our wholeness. And we thank you for that. I take authority over every manner of sickness that your people struggle with. I rebuke it and cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak healing of Jesus to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, be exalted and be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.